Yeah, absolutely. It was a long off season for me, and you know, that 2 months I took off really helped out. So I feel better than I've ever felt.
So I know you've shared the story, but for those of us who haven't heard it, kind of take us through, because it all stemmed from that preseason injury, right?
Yeah. Basically, I didn't take the right steps to let it heal properly, and when it wasn't feeling right, I didn't go tell anybody. I just kind of played through it, and you know, I really should have brought that to their attention, and it came back to bite me. So that's basically what happened. It was, you know, kind of my fault. I really didn't pay attention to it like I should have and just kept pushing it aside because, you know, we were playing great, so I didn't want to miss out on anything.
Did you feel like it was affecting your play personally even before?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As far as my physicality and stuff, you know, I couldn't really use my face, and it just I didn't feel like myself out there.
Derek, Raheem said when he got out for the first day, when you guys came out here, he got a little emotional. Does it get that way a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah, you get caught up in it because it's, you know, when something happens, you don't know if you're ever going to be able to play again. Then you come back out here and you feel better than you've ever felt. It's kind of a, you know, an emotional feeling, and it makes you feel, it's a great feeling. It's a happy emotion. It's not like, you know, anything crazy, but yeah, but it's all football, so it's fun.
We've seen Derek, you on the inside quite a bit so far, where last year we pretty much were all outside. What do you think about that?
Well, the reason I was outside so much last year is because of the weight loss. You know, with, you know, me putting all that weight back on, I'm 290 pounds, and I could play inside, no problem.
You like it in there?
Yeah. That's where I'm more comfortable.
Tell us about the support of your teammates during this ordeal.
Unbelievable. You know, Vaughn, T-Knight, Mitch, all those guys, you know, everybody was kind of checking on me, making sure I was good, and, you know, just kind of, they knew I couldn't be here, so, you know, they were still kind of looking out for me, making sure I was all right, mentally and emotionally, physically, everything, so.
You go against all the blockers. How about when you go against Luis Vasquez? What does he bring when you go against him?
I think Luis is the best offensive guard in the league. He's the best I've played against. So, you know, that's it's fun to go against him every day because you can get better every single day going against a guy like that.
How do you say that he's the best?
I think that everything he does, you know, his sets are so, you know, he doesn't really give you a direction you can take. You have to take what you want. You know what I mean? There's nothing. He doesn't give you anything. You got
to
take it from him.
Take it from him?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a giant.
Marcus said he was showing you and Malik some moves last week. What has it been like working with him? What kind of things has he shown you?
Unbelievable. You know, just the tight hands, you know, keeping your hands high, all that stuff that he shows you to keep your offensive lineman hands off your shoulders and your face and your neck and all that stuff, you know, it's invaluable.
Part of what he said was that being physical and strong, but it's also a little bit of a finesse game too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you gotta be strong, but you also have to be direct where you're hitting. You know, you can't just go swinging your arms at somebody. You got to know what you're hitting, and you got to be able to. It's all hand and feet, you know, in a pass rush game. So that's just kind of what he's bringing, the aspect that he brings.
You kind of mentioned the emotions, and I know after that preseason injury, you mentioned getting back was that had kind of changed your perspective. But having to go through that again after the seizure, what has kind of changed, and how you approach your health when you're in this game?
It's just not pushing myself to the limit every day. You know, it's just kind of taking things in stride, you know, to try to save up that energy for game day. And don't just, you know, use everything you got to train and get ready for it. It's just, you know, do the right things. I don't have to push myself every workout of every day, you know what I mean? I don't have to go train 3 times a day. It's just do that one workout and put everything you got into that one workout and then rest. And that's the biggest thing I learned was rest.
What is telling you when you're out there that your body's right, that basically you're yourself again?
You just, there's no words to really put it. It's just like when you're running around, you feel like yourself. And, you know, when you have that extra weight that you're not used to having, and, it, you know, somebody puts some, you know, a little bit of umph into you, you don't have a problem. It's not, you don't have to use all of your energy to fight back at that. It's it makes it a lot more comfortable to play.
Yeah, with the lack of contact, how much can guys up front on a defensive or offensive line gain from OTAs and anything?
Oh, there's enough contact to, you know, to really feel it out. It's just, you know, first initial contact is tough, but it's no, you're not finishing guys over piles and stuff, you know, it's, you know, so you can feel, you know you're ready, you know, whenever you go out there. It's enough to know you're ready.
Malik had some good play in that kind of inside-outside role that you had. Do you feel like you have to reprove yourself to get back on that top line?
Well, this is the NFL. You got to reprove yourself every year. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. You always have to reprove yourself, so I appreciate the competition. I love it.
You're 290, Derek?
Yeah.
Is that the most you've been since you signed with the Broncos?
Yeah, since I've been here.
At the combine, but you showed up at 285, so you're actually the most you've ever been.
Heaviest I've been, yeah.
Did you think you might really never play football again? I mean, how much of that was in your mind?
I mean, at first, you know, didn't think that it was possible with all the weight loss and all that stuff. But you know, after a few weeks, it was just kind of started coming back, and I was, you know, obviously you're down and out whenever something like that happens, but you know, it's all about staying positive, and you know, when people around you are positive, it helps a lot too, and that's how everybody was with me.
Is there ever a point where you're not even thinking about football and just thinking about?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's my life. That's what I love. That's what I love to do. So if you take that away from me, I'm gonna have a rough time.
What was the last thing you did come back to practice during the playoffs? Was that just such a different body?
Well, I was like 258 pounds. I haven't been that light since I was a sophomore in high school. So obviously it was, I didn't feel right at all. And, you know, I started getting a little bit lightheaded and stuff, and I had to shut it down. You know, that was kind of the sign to shut it down.
Was it weird putting your clothes on? Like, did it just everything about feel weird?
I mean, well, I had to go buy new clothes, and then I gained the weight back, and I had to go buy more new clothes. So...